Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Assemblyman Bill Conrad joining us now live with reaction to this. Bill, thanks for being on with us this morning. This is happening in the courts, but the state is agreeing to push the pause button so that it would not start on January 1st. What was your reaction when you first heard this yesterday?
Well, I was elated. I had gotten a coalition of about 20 Democratic majority members to sign on to my letter, citing concerns with others in tow. There are real grid issues, supply issues, cost issues that are related to this that we can't ignore.
All right, so now what is the question? Where does it go from here?
Well, I know for myself, I have a meeting with the governor's staff to discuss some of the issues that I saw and some possible solutions next week. I think this gives everybody a little bit of breathing room to kind of sit back and reevaluate what our priorities are. And my priority is the grid and making sure that energy is affordable and sustainable. And, doing that in, a fair way for our public.
You mentioned your letter and the amount of Democrats you got to sign on to that, but still it's only about 20 of over 100 Democrats in the assembly. Are you worried at all that this is just a pause and the support is still there for this law to keep going full steam ahead afterwards?
Well, there's obviously in any party, divisions on particular ideological issues. But 20% is still one-fifth of the body and something not to ignore. And that's those that signed on. Others that didn't sign on but are sympathetic are there as well. Like I said before, this was a part of a budget bill with education funding and bail reform changes that we wanted. And a lot of folks did not care for the language that was the final resolution in that budget. And that included myself.
Well, you mentioned it gives some breathing room here. As it stands, what's your understanding of the earliest it could start right now with the situation in the courts?
Well, I believe that the court filings are due at the end of January and then the procedures. So in the meantime, that could take several months, maybe up to a year for that pause to at least hold at the minimum. But at the same time, we now have, of course, time to work on our budget and maybe come up with a permanent solution that works for everyone in the state and not just one particular area.
Is that going to be a priority? Because a lot of people are looking at this and that timeline and thinking, okay, this is an election year. It's a very controversial topic. It'll just reemerge after the votes are in.
You know, I think I'm trying to say it as best as I can that this is not a political issue. Energy is not a political issue. We have to keep the lights on. We have to keep the jobs going, manufacturing. And we also have to be stewards of our environment as well. You know, pollution is pollution. And, you know, asthma is real. Cancer is real. And we have to do, a better job of trying to balance that and do a good job of providing, I think, a cheaper form of energy for our folks and our public.
Is this, or how important is this for Western New York with respect to storms like the Christmas blizzard?
Again, resiliency. We have to be resilient, and we're hardy folk here in Western New York, and you know, we want to have many options and emergency backups. And you know, I was discussing this yesterday on the Capitol press room with gas insert fireplaces and a variety of other things. But you know, I think if you got to have all options, and that includes solar and everything else. So, you know, we have to have a look at what's the best and cheapest form for all of us.
Well, Bill, thanks for joining us once again. Bill Conrad on with us live talking about that pause in the state's All Electric Buildings Act that happened yesterday.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.